the service today. Isaiah chapter 40, the Bible said, verse 1, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And so we find here in verse 1, we find the word comfort. And I want to dwell upon that word today, the word comfort, the comfort of God's people. We find here now that the challenge is given by the prophet, and God giving him the message, giving him the challenge to comfort the people of God. There's certainly times that we need the comfort of the Lord. And so God makes provisions for that. That's one thing that we know that's very beneficial upon being a Christian, because when we face things, we've got a God that cares and a God that understands and a God that can comfort us when we're in confusion or when we're in doubt or when we're discouraged or when things are not going our way. And we've got somebody to look forward to. And so we found the comfort of God's people is found here. God telling the prophet to comfort the people of God. He has a people to comfort. He has a responsibility. Actually, in this verse here, we find that God is challenging the prophet to comfort the people of God. And there's a reason for that, because God loves his people. He loves those that are his. He understands everything about us. And God sends comfort to us because, first of all, because of our relationship with him. And so there's the comfort that we find that God always provides. You go through the Bible and you'll find many places and many scriptures where that God provides the comfort for of the people of God. We go to Psalm chapter 23, and where the Bible said, of course, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And down in verse 4, he said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And so there's a comfort that we have today by from the Word of God, by the Lord, that gives us that comfort that we need today. So we found the comfort is given to us today from here in Isaiah chapter 40 and verses 1. The comfort that only God can give us today from the Word of God. David experienced that in his life. We know that the things that David faced, you read the life of David, and you study his life and what he was going through with, and God's provisions for him, God's relationship with him, and that you understand that God gives that comfort. And when David said, the reason I've got this is because the Lord is my shepherd. And so there's the comfort we have today from the Lord. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God is big enough for our problems. God is big enough for our discouragement. God is big enough for our disappointments. God is big enough for our fears. And God is able to comfort those that are His. And so we found our relationship, of course, is established because of the Lord Himself. When we're born to the family of God, when we're one of His family, when we belong to Him, of course, that brings upon Him a responsibility to us to take care of us. And of course, we're His children. We're the children of God. We're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's the relationship that we find here in the Word of God. The disciples were assured and reassured there when they were facing the teachings of the Lord Jesus, when Jesus was going to go away, and he'd been teaching them that he must go away, going to be crucified. He'd been telling them some things about his departure, and they was, of course, very disappointed, and they were very fearful because of him leaving them. And I can understand that, because if you get away from the presence of Jesus, that's a very big problem. Amen. But he, I tell you, the Lord knew exactly what to do, that when that relationship was established with them, and of course Jesus was preparing them for those years as they were his disciples there for 3.5 years, his apostles, and he was preparing them for the time when he was going to go away. He was leaving there. He was going away from them. They were disappointed in that. We're fearful fearful of that because they were accustomed to being around him all the time. And so we find there the disciples were reassured over in John chapter 15. I want to just read a verse there this today and just notice some things about the comfort of the Lord assuring the disciples and the apostles that he was going to take care of them. And so they were reassured. John chapter 15 and verse 26. Now, the Bible said in verse 26, but when the Comforter is come. Now, the Lord provided a Comforter, and we know who that is. It's the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is the Comforter that God sent back, and he's going to tell us about that here in just a moment. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. So the Comforter, given the assurance that he was going to come. And we know that he did come, of course. And the Bible said in chapter 16 of John and verses 7, Jesus made this statement here, and Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Of course, that's not a hard thing to comprehend there, because Jesus is truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And so we know that everything that Jesus said was truth. And he said, I tell you the truth. Is expedient for you, and did I go away? For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And so here we find the Comforter is a promise to us that are believers. We know that he came exactly like the Lord said that he would. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came and came there on the day of Pentecost and made himself known, and of course indwelt the believers, and been doing that ever since. And so we find there's a comfort that God provides because of our relationship. We belong to him, and we're children of God, we're heirs of God, we're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we find there is, of course, the comfort we receive from the Lord. And some would say today, and of course many times before, I'm sure that folks have said, what benefit is there of being a child of God? Why should I get saved? And why should I be born into the family of God? Why should I quit my lifestyle and quit doing the things that I'm doing? Why should I do that? Well, the reason for it is because unless you get saved by God's grace, then you'll not have the comfort that you need when you face the problems of life. And you're going to have some problems. It doesn't matter whether you're saved or lost. Problems are going to come your way. Disappointments are going to be your way. And fears are going to assail you from every side. But I tell you, the Lord provides a deliverance from that fear and assurance because we're facing things that he knows exactly how to deal with those things. And so we found that, and so we receive the comfort of God. God's got a reason for that. God's not just trying to do something to pass the time of day, and the Lord wants us to have comfort because we passed upon us the responsibility of exhibiting that comfort that God gives us on our day-to-day basis. When we are dealing with the problems of life, and we're dealing with the fears and the cares of life, and we're facing things in this land today that are just bringing fear upon individuals and changing our lifestyles and bringing things our way that we don't understand. But I'm here to tell you today, God is still in control. He's still got a people on the face of the earth that's got their faith and their trust in him. He's a God of all comfort. And so listen, the comfort of God is exhibited by the Christians. And when we're saved by God's grace, we got a responsibility to show that comfort that God gives us. Thank God when we get saved by the wonderful grace of an almighty God. Now I want to turn to Acts chapter 9 and verses 31. Acts chapter 9 and verse 31. And the Bible said, let's verse 30, and when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesar, to Caesarea, and sent him forth to Tarsus. That was talking about Paul. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord. Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. It's exhibited by those that are saved. We've got a responsibility to exhibit the comfort and the grace of God that He gives us in this walk of life. I'm glad that I know that I'm saved this morning. I'm glad to know that I've been born into the family of God. I know where my sins are. They're under the blood on the cross of Calvary. And so we find there's the comfort exhibited by the Christian. The Bible said, first of all, in that verse, we find, first of all, they were walking in the fear of the Lord. And that's what he said in that verse. They were walking in the fear of the Lord. And what was all this doing? It was edifying the church. You see, if you're saved, you're part of the church of the living God. And it's edifying to all the saints of God when we are. When we are walking in the Holy Ghost, the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And so there's they're simply just walking in the fear of the Lord. There's a lot of fear in the land today. But I tell you what's lacking in our land today is the fear of God. The fear of God is lacking in our land today. There needs to be fear of an almighty God. Listen, He's holding all of this in His hands. God knows exactly what's going on. He knows what is leading up to and what it's going to wind up with. God knows all that. Have no need of us fearing today when God's in control. Amen. And they were walking in the fear of the Lord. And then the Bible said they were also in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. The churches were walking in the fear of God and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And you may say, well, why should I be a part of a church? Well, because when you get saved, you become a part of the church of the living God, and you assemble yourselves together with other people, and you worship God together, and you work together, and you witness together, and you worship the God that saved you together. And they were edified, they were encouraged by each other because they were walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost of God. And so listen, a lot of things going on today, and there's a lot of fear in the land today. And the Bible said, if you read over in Luke chapter 21, and you'll find when the Lord was talking about the latter days and the last days, when the Bible said that men's heart would be failing them for fear of the things that was going to come upon them. And that's exactly some things that's taking place in their land today, the fear of the things that we see happening in the world today. But listen, child of God, we've got a God that's got a hold of us, and whether He's got taken care of us, we may get sick, we may even die, but we've got something a whole lot better on the other side. But while we're walking here, let's don't live in fear. Let's trust God with our lives today. And so there's the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Secondly, a comfort is good. Amen. Comfort is good. You know, nothing like being comforted by the Holy Ghost. It's very, very good. As a matter of fact, the Bible said that it's good. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I want to just read a verse over here. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 11. And we find the Bible said here in this verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. He said, finally, brethren, Paul was saying to them, he said, be perfect and be of good comfort, and be of one mind, and live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. And boy, that's a good verse for today, isn't it? Finally, brethren. Who's he talking to? Well, he's talking to his people here. Brethren, those that are saved by grace, and those that have been born into the family of God. Farewell, he said, and he said, be perfect. In other words, what's he saying to them? You be mature, and you grow up. And that's one of the most childish and worldly churches that he was talking to. And he's telling them to be perfect. In other words, be mature and you grow up. He said, be of one mind. He's talking to them about unity and unifying together. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. It puts you in unity with your brother and sister in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's because of maturity, and it produces unity and be of one one mind. That's what he's looking for. People that are saved, that's in agreement on the things of God. I'm telling you, that's very important in our fellowship with each other today. Very, very important. And then thirdly, you'll find it produces fellowship. Amen. It produces fellowship. And comfort is good because it produces fellowship. And the last part of that verse, he said in that verse, and the guys have been one mind, live in peace, and live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Live in peace. Amen. And that's what he's talking about. And there's fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all of our sins. And there's comfort is really good. It's good to have the comfort of God in your soul. And if you're not saved, you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. But if you do get saved, you'll learn what I'm telling you today, that is very much true. A comfort from God is very good. It's very good. Amen. Be of good comfort. And the Bible said, thirdly, you'll find something else here, and it's the comfort of love. And God provides comfort because of his love. Amen. In Philippians chapter 2, let me just read a verse over here in Ephesians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, and you'll find he's talking about in the second chapter. He said in chapter 2 and verses 1, he said, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, and then of one accord and of one mind. A comfort is the comfort of love. And God does it because he loves us. Amen. And you see, our relationship is because of God's love. And that's right, because of his love. And what did John say in John chapter 3 and verse 16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved. And brother, listen, it's a comfort of love today. And when you get saved by God's grace, it brings a comfort to your heart the world don't understand, and sometimes you don't even understand it yourself. But when the sweet Holy Ghost brings comfort to you in the midst of your troubles and trials and heartaches and problems, brother, there's something that money can't by and you can't explain. And brother, you enjoy the blessings of God's comfort because it's of the Lord. It's of the Lord. It's a comfort of love. And God does it because he loves us. Amen. And God's the one that does that for us today. Yes, it is. And so there's the comfort of love and that God gives us today because of our relationship with him this day. Oh, I praise God for his comfort. Amen. Our relationship with God and brings that comfort. Then I want you to notice fourthly, today our comfort is influential to others. Others are looking at what God has done for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. I want to read a verse over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Let's just read a verse over here where the Bible talks about, my friend, the comfort that we have as children of God is influential to others. And you see, we've got a responsibility under this world today, and especially to the sinners, but especially to those that are saved also. And brother, when folks see us and they see our reaction to our problems and our cares and our troubles that we're facing in this life, and brother, listen, our response is influential to others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verses 13, I want you to notice what he said here in this verse. We should therefore, we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. And so there was the comfort that Titus had. And boy, listen, what Titus had in the Lord was something to be desired. And notice what, let me read that again. Therefore, We were comforted in your comfort. We were comforted in your comfort. He was talking to the believers there in Corinth. He said, when I saw your comfort, I was comforted when I saw your comfort today. Oh, listen. And the Bible said, look at this verse. He said, therefore we were comforted in your comfort. Yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus. He said, boy, we saw what Titus was experiencing and what Titus was enjoying because of his relationship with the Lord. And Titus was a believer, and Titus was saved by God's grace, and Titus was familiar to those people there, and they saw the joy that he had in his heart. And then Paul saw the joy that Titus had, the comfort that he had, and then he saw their comfort. And brother, listen, it's influential to others. We've got a responsibility to react as Christians unto the things we're faced today, and brother, show that there's comfort in the Lord, and it's encouraging others to have the comfort that we have in the Lord also today. Amen. It produces joy. In Titus's life, there was a joy of comfort that he had. Oh, the joy that Titus had. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of folks that says, well, I'm not a whole lot to being a Christian. I wouldn't want to be a Christian. But I'm going to tell you, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. We've got something to be thankful for. We've got something to rejoice about because we've got the Holy Ghost within us. We've been saved by the good grace of God. We've been indwelt by the Holy Ghost. We're led by the Holy Ghost of God. We're taught by the Holy Ghost of God. And brother, we're comforted by the Holy Ghost of God. And when we face things, we got something to rejoice about. And others see that in our lives today. And brother, they can rejoice also and realize it's worth it to be a child of God. It's worth it to be saved. And there's a comfort that others see, they need to see in our lives, and that they might know what God can also do for them today. Amen. Oh, yes. And so there's a comfort that it produces joy. And because of Titus's joy in his life, it refreshed the spirits of the saints of God. Amen. The Bible said in that last part of that verse, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. Amen. Titus saw some things in them that refreshed his spirit and that renewed his joy and that showed him what the Lord was doing in their lives. And you see, it's reciprocal. It comes back. It goes forward. And when we see others, it comes back to us. And we get refreshed by each other. That's the reason we love to come to the house of God. It's because, brother, we see the refreshment of God upon the spirit of the saints of God. And we see the Holy Ghost ministering to them and refreshing them. And, brother, and lifting them up and giving them joy. And they shout the victory of God. And that because, and my friend, simply because others have seen what God is doing in our lives also. Amen. It refreshes the spirits. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, let me just read a verse over here in relationship to this. And the Bible said, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are all in Achaia, and grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Amen. And the God of all comfort. Praise God. And verse 4, the Bible said, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, and by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. There it is, my friend, and there it is. And my friend, we're comforted of God, and we comfort each other in the Spirit of God, comforts us, and walking in the Spirit. And that's the reason it pays to be a part of the family of an almighty God. Amen. Praise God. We've got the comfort of God in our lives today. We need that. Praise God. Listen, not only that, let me go a little bit further before we close today. The Bible said we're edifying each other. Amen. We're edifying each other. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11, he said, wherefore comfort yourselves together. Amen. There it is. Comfort yourselves together. The responsibility that we have to each other. We're to get together and comfort each other together. Amen. That's the Christian comfort that we show as a child of God. And edify one another. Amen. That's lifting each other up. That's encouraging one another. Amen. Even as also ye do. There's the responsibility. When the Holy Ghost comforts us, we get together and comfort each other. Oh, that's the reason I like to hear the experiences of a child of God, the testimonies of God's people, the preaching of the Word of God. And brother, edifying the body of Christ, getting us all together for His glory, looking for the Lord to come back. No matter what comes our way, my friend, know what you're facing today, know what you have in your life today. I want you to know God's a God of all comfort, and you put your trust in Him, and you'll find the comfort of God will be real to you, just as it was to Paul, it was to Titus, and the Corinthians, and every child of God, the comfort of God. And for Thessalonians chapter 5. Who cannot comfort themselves. He said, now we exhort you, brethren. He's talking to his people. He's talking to believers. He's talking to those that are saved by the grace of God. He said, also we exhort you, encourage you, brethren. Boy, it's good to hear from that, isn't it? I like when God rebukes me and gets me out of my sinning business, but I like it when He encourages my heart also. Amen. He said, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. So there's a responsibility to show the grace of God. Warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. The responsibility upon us is to comfort those that are not blessed as much as we are today. Sometimes an unruly child of God will be showing the things that are not characteristic for a child of God. But he said there, he said, warn them that are unruly. Why should we warn them? We're warning them because God's going to chasten them if they don't get right with God. And then we comfort the feeble-minded. Oh, there's those that, only we can comfort, and only God's people knows how to comfort the feeble-minded, those that are not fortunate as we are, those that are going through things that we never went through in our lives. And when we have compassion to them, and we show to them the comfort of the Holy Ghost in our lives, and brothers, show them what the Lord can do for them. He said, comfort the feeble-minded. And then he said, support the weak. Support the weak. The weak are brethren among us. The weaker ones that are among us. And now may not be having it too good with the things that they're facing. And they're not responding like they should. And don't know how to respond. He said, you comfort the feeble-minded. And he said, and you support the weak. Amen. We're to support the weak. Not everybody as strong as you are. There's somebody every child of God can support that's not as strong as you are. There's somebody not as far along in maturity in their mind as you are. And so we've got the responsibility to show them. And so comfort the feeble mind to support the weak. And here's the last part of this. I want you to notice something that talks to all of us. Here's what we can do to everybody. You say, well, we covered the feeble-minded, we covered the weak, and we covered the unruly. In that verse of Scripture here, he also says here in the last part of that verse, he said, be patient toward all men. Be patient toward all men. That's a virtue of a child of God. That's God's virtue. God's a patient God. God's a long-suffering God. God's the one that shows His patience in dealing with the sinful world that's in the world today. And we're to show that same patience. We're to be patient toward all men, toward everybody that we come in contact with. We're to be patient toward them. Oh, we've got that gun. And so listen, friend, the comfort of God is good. It's good. The comfort of God is exhibited by those that are saved by God's amazing grace. The comfort of God is a comfort of love. God showed His love, and for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Listen, it's because of God. That comfort, of course, is influential to others. We're to show that today, and we're to extend that to those not as fortunate as we are today. Oh.